selection process. New research finds that groups already disadvantaged in the labour market now face a new form of discrimination. Find out more on the Law Report coming up right after PM.
ABC News with David Rowlands. The ABC's chief election analyst says it doesn't appear that Greens leader Adam Bandt is getting the preference flows he needs to retain the seat of Melbourne. Labor candidate Sarah Whitty is leading the count by more than 3,500 votes. Anthony Green says if the numbers could shift, but it currently remains a challenge for the Greens leader.
He remains in trouble. Adam Bandt needs 33% of the preferences. He's currently only getting about 26, 27% of the preferences. Now, that number I've got is currently a bit biased by the postal vote count. The polling day votes as they come in have not been providing that much help.
Anthony Green also says Teal independent Zoe Daniel is on track to lose her seat in Melbourne's inner south, but the race there is still too close to call. With more than 80% of the vote counted in Goldstein, the Liberals' Tim Wilson is already ahead by just over 300 votes. Meanwhile, the ABC is projecting that Labor MP Peter Khalil has been re-elected in the Melbourne seat of Wills, defending his seat against a challenge from Greens candidate Samantha Ratnam. Tasmanian Liberal Senator Jonathan Dunium says his party will run a state-based campaign at the next federal election. Senator Dunium has been highly critical of the Federal Coalition's campaign headquarters since the party's thumping loss at the weekend, saying it was out of touch with Tasmanians. He's also slammed internal polling that suggested the opposition was much closer to winning the election. Lamenting an 8.4% swing against the coalition in the state, he says the Tasmanian Liberals will set their own strategy next time around.
Campaign headquarters was telling us what we could say, when we could say it, what sort of collateral we could deploy. And again, that was all off the back of polling that was so far off the mark, it beggars belief.
Prominent Indigenous Affairs advocate Warren Mundine says the Liberal Party didn't do enough early in the election campaign to capture Labor voters who were opposed to The Voice. The anti-Voice campaigner and Liberal member has told the ABC's Indigenous Affairs team that their campaign was weak and clumsy as the post-mortem of the party's election collapse continues. Mr. Mundine, who failed to be pre-selected by the party for Bradfield, also says the rhetoric around the welcome to country was a non-issue that weakened the Liberals' overall messaging.
It also weakened their message that they were trying to get out about the cost of living, cost of petrol. I think there's a lot of soul-searching that the Liberal Party has to do, and they have to do it quickly.
The Western Australian Premier says the government is committed to staffing public hospitals to help manage the burnout of healthcare workers. The WA branch of the Australian Medical Association surveyed almost 1,500 doctors in training and found ongoing workforce shortages and increased workloads were among the major issues. Premier Roger Cook says the report also noted some improvements.
Over the last term alone, we have increased the number of doctors and nurses working in our hospital system by thousands, over 1,800 new doctors. And we know that having more people in the workplace means that people aren't suffering a burnout as much.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has lashed out at US President Donald Trump's threat to impose massive tariffs on movies made outside the United States. Filmmakers have been leaving Hollywood for years to make movies in Australia and elsewhere in order to help cut costs. Trump is promising talks with American movie makers on his proposed 100% tariff, something that Mr. Minns says would be terrible for the Australian film industry.
That's hugely important to make sure that the industry stays afloat, because I don't know how long Trump's going to be around. I don't know how long common sense will be suspended in America. But if the industry collapses in the meantime, it's very hard to resurrect it from scratch.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has arrived in Washington ahead of a planned meeting with President Trump. The meeting could be tense following repeated suggestions by the US leader that Canada could become or should become the 51st American state. A politician with the Vancouver Green Party, Councillor Pete Fry, says he's hoping the meeting will help reconcile the two nations.
For many of us, we recognise, I think, the relationship was incredibly dysfunctional under Prime Minister Trudeau. perhaps as a result of personality conflict. And, you know, despite the last 105 days, I think Mr. Carney's mission will be to bring a little bit of a reset.
You're listening to the latest in ABC News.
Hello, welcome to PM. I'm Samantha Donovan, coming to you from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation in Melbourne. Tonight, as the Liberals continue to analyse their election loss, prominent Indigenous figures suggest divisive politics played a role. Also, the only guest to survive Erin Patterson's deadly mushroom lunch gives evidence at her triple murder trial. And New Zealand's former top cop is named Victoria's next police chief.
So I think he will do a really good job. He'll be very, very good. He's a hard bastard. If I was a criminal at the moment in Victoria, I'd be wondering if there's now time to change my profession, but he's fair.
First this evening to the election results, and more than a dozen electorates across the country remain too close to call this evening, among them the seat of Greens leader Adam Bandt. As the painstaking process of allocating preferences continues, some of the so-called teal independents are also fighting for their political futures. Rachel Mealy reports.
After a strong challenge from the Greens, the Labor Party looks to have retained the Melbourne seat of wills. ABC election analyst Casey Briggs has been watching the count closely.
We're now in a position to be clear that Labor has retained that. Peter Khalil is the member there. He's secured himself a fourth term in.